Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. A major megachurch has ordained women to serve as pastors in that church. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, it seems to me this is going to be the growing issue as time goes by. Remind us, what are some of the main arguments used to say that women should be pastors and elders, and then how would you respond to them in general?
Well, first of all, Jimmy, this isn't about women being inherently inferior to men or less qualified or less gifted in any way. In fact, I know women who are better preachers with better leadership and people skills and who are smarter and know the Bible better than many men I've heard from pulpits or who lead megachurches or reach millions by TV each week. But that's not the point. One argument for women as pastors and leaders is often the example of strong women leaders in the Old Testament. According to Jewish tradition, there were 7 prophetesses, and of course, God raised up Deborah as a judge. However, there were gender-specific roles in the Old Testament. Prophets, priests, kings, and judges were intended by God to be primarily gender-specific, with only a few exceptions, not as a general order of business. So they were exceptions, not rules. Another argument is that women were the first to be eyewitnesses of the resurrection and were foundational to spreading the gospel message, and yet it was Peter and John who assembled the disciples in Galilee to meet the resurrected Jesus. And much is made of the many women whom Paul mentions in his letters, and they did have significant roles, specifically Priscilla's role, along with Aquila in discipling Apollos. And yet that doesn't place her in a public role of teaching and having leadership in the local church. And another argument is that there's no male or female in Christ, but that's about salvation, not service. And then finally, in 2 Timothy 2, the context is about raising up spiritual leadership to combat false teachers in the church. And so Paul goes back to the order of creation and the nature of the fall as the historical and theological basis for his instruction for women to not teach or exercise authority over men. And this transcends both history and culture.
David James with the information on a megachurch ordaining women to be pastors in that megachurch. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. David's response to those who use the Bible, however wrongly, to back up their opinion of ordaining women as pastors is a key point in this discussion. It is not opinion, but God's absolute instructions in the Bible that are the pathway forward, especially in these, the end times. Paul wrote in 1 Timothy chapter 3, the requirements for ordination. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...